Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with a new friend, Aura Nadrich. Aura is, as I say, she's a new friend, but she's not going to be new for long. We're gonna get her back. She's got a lot more to teach us. She's a certified life coach, author of Says Who, How One Simple Question Can Change the Way You Think Forever. Aura, thanks again for being here. Give us the website. Tell us how we can find your book.
AuraNadrich.com, and right. You can get my book rather quickly on Amazon. So, you know, check out Amazon for Says Who, How One Simple Question Can Change the Way You Think Forever, or Barnes & Noble, or any of your book outlets.
So check it out. It's e-book, I'm sure, as well.
It is.
Yep.
It is
right.
On Kindle and whichever way you like to read or receive
right.
information.
You'll be glad you did, folks, and you'll thank me later. Okay, Aura, let's talk about some questions. Let's get us out of our own way. Where do we start?
All right. So we went before break. I talked about my very first question, which is a really important one. The title of the book says who. And what that means is that you're ready to really confront and challenge a thought that's in your mind that's kind of running the show, if you will. And a lot of the times people want to deny, push away, pretend that they're not having a thought that they are having. And I say own your thoughts, all of them. And when you take that first step, you're ready to make the change. So says who? Who is saying this thought in my mind? I am. I am telling myself I'm not good enough. I'm not this enough. This is never going to happen. I don't deserve this. You know, all the self-talk, all the critical self-talk that we tell ourselves that just get in the way of
right.
us realizing who we are. So very first important question says who. Second question, have I heard someone say this thought before? So many of our thoughts don't even belong to us.
Right.
We've taken on someone else's belief, someone else's thought that was negative and fear-based, and we took it on as our own.
But there's so much of that in our lives. It's not just, we don't realize how much of that, that's part of the baggage, isn't it? It's
totally.
Not even, it might
Absolutely.
Not even be, look, you know, you might even want to identify other things that you're hearing that your parents said or that someone, a teacher said or
Absolutely.
Someone said about the world or about you, but
that's
it
right.
might be things that you're susceptible to following.
Yeah, and you know, that happens a lot, Jim, in childhood because we're not prone to challenge. We don't have the wisdom. We don't have the history when we're young, and we're very susceptible
right.
and we're very impressionable. And so we accept what is told to us very readily, especially if it's an authority figure.
This is a challenge parents have. How do you set your children up for success without setting them up for a collapse? You know what I mean? How
right.
how do you tell them you know, my parents could have told me that I'll never be an NBA player, you know, because
that's right.
because I can't get off the ground, right?
right.
And so, but would that have crushed me if they said that? You see what I mean? How do you,
yeah.
you have to be careful with these things, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, things are said to us. They're not always said to us in a, you know, what would seem as a harmful or hurtful way, but things can be said to us because it is the opinions mm-hmm. and beliefs of other people that, you know, it might be, I was just talking about this yesterday with somebody, you know, wanting your children to maybe do what you want them to do, to become doctors or to become whatever, or, you know, a CEO of a company, or
mm-hmm.
pick something that they want you to be or to do, and maybe that's not really who you want to be when you grow up, do you
right.
know? So it might be seemingly for your best interest, but, you know, at one point you're going to wake up and go, you know, who am I? What do I want to do? What are my beliefs? You know, what do I want to tell myself?
So,
what's working for me?
On the one hand, we're saying words matter.
Yeah, for sure.
On the other hand, we're saying, why do we let them matter? Reconcile
well,
those two
yeah.
things for us.
Yeah. Well, words do matter, and why do we let them matter? Again, it's, you know, you have to really, by asking yourself just a 7-second question, have I heard someone say this thought before? You know, a thought, again, that has, you know, control or power or an influence on you, it's very important to identify where that negative thought came from that you are at this point willing to change or to investigate or to find out more about.
Shouldn't we also sort of evaluate who says these things? I mentioned my friend Noah St. John. He calls them loving mirrors. He says he only wants to hear criticism from his loving mirrors because he says he knows they love him, but they tell him the truth.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What he's hearing is a constructive, you know, when these are loving mirrors telling him what he needs to know. I mean, look, sometimes we need to know things that are maybe seemingly harsh truths about ourselves, but I say go easy on yourself. You see, mm-hmm. when you have a thought that you are holding in your mind and that it's really sabotaging you in a, you know, not a constructive way, or it's critical, you know, we all have that inner voice that's critical. Do you want to watch that? You don't need to change by being so critical and judgmental of yourself. You can change by recognizing that you're ready to change and knowing what to do about it and how to implement that, which is Says Who method will offer up to you.
And folks, you can find that in the book, Says Who, by Orrin Nadrich, How One Simple Question Can Change the Way You Think Forever. Give us the website again, Aura.
OrrinNadrich.com.
And the system's in the book. And you can find it wherever books are sold. Aura, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
Will you come back?
Of course I'll come back. I didn't get through all my other questions that I want to share with you.
I know. We need to get you back, and we'll do those.
Wonderful.
I've enjoyed our visit. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Take care. Aura Nadrich.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nadrich. Aura Nadrich. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
So fairy. Cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.